ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग ऑन दिस संडे मॉर्निंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट कैंटो नंबर 10 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। अथो अथो यथावन्न वितर्क गोचरम् चेतो मनः कर्म वचोभिरञ्जसा यदाश्रयं येन यथा प्रतीयते सुदुर्विभाव्यं प्रणतास्मि तत्पदम्। Therefore, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offer my obeisances unto Him who is beyond the conception of human speculation, the mind, activities, words and arguments, who is the original cause of this cosmic manifestation, by whom the entire cosmos is maintained and by whom we can conceive its existence. Let me simply offer my obeisances, for he is beyond my contemplation, speculation and meditation. He is beyond all my material activities. Purport. One simply has to realize the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not try to understand him by any material means, subtle or gross. Mother Yashoda, being a simple woman, could not find out the real cause of the vision. Therefore, out of maternal affection, she simply offered obeisances unto the Supreme Lord to protect the child. She could do nothing but offer obeisances to the Lord. It is said, Achintya khalu ye bhava na tamsa tarkena yojayet. Mahabharat, Bhishma Parva 5.22. One should not try to understand the supreme cause by argument or reasoning. When we are beset by some problem for which we can find no reason, there is no alternative than to surrender to the Supreme Lord and offer him our respectful obeisances. Then our position will become secure. This was the means adopted in this instance also by Mother Yashoda. Whatever happens, the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Karana Karanam. When the immediate cause cannot be ascertained, let us simply offer our obeisances at the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Yashoda concluded that the wonderful things that she saw within the mouth of her child were due to him, although she could not clearly ascertain the cause. Therefore, when a devotee cannot ascertain the cause of suffering, he concludes, Tatte nukampam susumikshamano bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapurbhir vidadhan namaste jivetaye yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8. The devotee accepts that it is due to his own past misdeeds that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has caused him some small amount of suffering. Thus he offers obeisances to the Lord again and again. Such a devotee is called Mukti Padesa Dayabhak. That is, he is guaranteed his liberation from this material world. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.14, Matra Sparshanstu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukhada Agamapayino Nityas Tam Stitikshasva Bharata. We should know that material suffering due to the material body will come and go. Therefore, we must tolerate the sufferings and proceed with discharging our duty as ordained by our spiritual master. So, welcome to all of you for this Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. The brief background of this particular verse in the chapter. All of you know, we have been discussing from many days, is that The cowherd boys, Krishna Balaram, are playing in different forests in Vrindavan. And today they are playing at the bank of Jamuna in Gokul in the pastimes in the early 3 years of age. The one thing which I would like to tell before we begin the pastime, Sri Vrindavan Dham is known for its predominant Parakiya Ras. And Acharyas explain that this Parakiya Ras means Parakiya, Krishna is Parakiya. He doesn't belong to us by any relationships. So the only way to hold Krishna to us is by extraordinary loving him, by which we can hold him as ours. So that which is Parakiya can be made into Swakiya, ours, simply by the power of love. That is why Madhurya, the sweetness of love, predominates the whole Brajbhumi. And in Dwarka and other places, Krishna is having so many devotees who are having relationship with him, as wife, as brother, as elder brother, younger brother. Also, there are relationships in Vrindavan also. But the majority of relationships are out of blood relations. That's why this Parakiya Bhav, which is predominating with love, is prevalent in Brajbhumi. Anyway, so at the bank of Jamuna in Gokul, the cowherd boys are playing. And Krishna goes in a secluded area and starts eating dirt. And immediately the cowherd boys rush to Nanda Bhavan. Nanda Bhavan is there in Gokul also. And they tell Yashoda, "Mother, oh mother, Krishna can't control his mind. Out of greed, he ate dirt going in a secluded place. We tried to stop him again and again, but he kept on eating more and more." Yashoda got very disturbed. She picked up some stick and quickly ran out of the house. And as per Garga Sahita, she went to the bank of Jamuna. There is a verse which says that. And she caught hold of Krishna, and finding him, she went secretly behind, grabbed his hand and said, "Oh, fickle-minded, naughty boy, did you do that bad act?" "No, no, mother, I did not do anything." "You ate dirt. I have got information. Who said that?" "All your friends are saying that. Why did you eat dirt? Didn't I give you enough sweetmeats, enough butter made by special Padmagandha cows? Didn't I give you enough yogurt? Before we caught you in doing mischief in others' houses, now we caught you again. You can't hide your faults." Krishna says, "All these boys are stealing sweets from different houses and showing them to each other. They are eating shamelessly. I did not want to eat stolen sweets." This is Chaurya Agraganya Shiromani is talking. "I did not want to eat sweets which are stolen from others. They were worried that I was going to complain against them. So they are now telling a pre-planned lie about me to you. O king of pretenders, O best of all pretenders," Shodamai is saying, "your elder brother Balram also is saying the same thing. What do you say now?" "Mother, now this acting is beginning." Now he's profusely crying. "Mother, he lost a game while playing with me. So with all of others who lost a game with me in his party, he's trying to take revenge." And he started shedding profused amount of tears to appear innocent at the same time. "The other boy, Balram, also ate dirt. Sorry, the other day, this Balramji, my elder brother Dauji, also ate dirt. Since I was going to inform you about this, he is making up stories against me in advance." Mother is still fixed on her resolve. "Do you always eat dirt?" "No, mother, I told you earlier, I didn't eat dirt. But this time they forcibly put dirt in my mouth. Oh, mother, I did not eat dirt any time on my own. If you do not believe, simply look into my mouth. Samaksham, look into my mouth." It's very significant to know that, you know, the cowherd ladies, they come so often to Nanda Bhavan to complain about Krishna, that he ate butter. He stole butter. He stole sweetmeats. He pinched their children. He put water in their ears. He did so many things. And anytime we see that Yashoda has not taken this very seriously. She's always arguing with the gopis and at least bring me some proof red-handed. And you do something. Why are you always complaining? Do you think my house is not having any butter and sweetmeats? Why he has to come to you? I always feed him full stomach and send out. So you please, you know, so she's always not taking it seriously. But when the complaint of eating dirt came, she got very disturbed because of her vatsalya and concern about Krishna's health. So Krishna will fall sick. He will get diseased. Maybe he will die because nobody eats dirt. And nobody can maintain heat or health by eating dirt. So, this is vatsalya. At this time, Krishna knew that he had eaten dirt. And somehow he had pretended and brought the drama up to this point, talking boldly and crying in between that, open my mouth and see. You will come to know the proof yourself. So, at the same time, he is also fearful that now when I will open my mouth and when she will see dirt inside my mouth, I will get punished. The stick is already in the hand of Yashoda. So just to avoid the punishment which is coming in little future, Krishna actually showed the Brahmanda in the mouth. Just to bewilder and distract and, you know, take the consciousness of Yashoda in the mood of punishment away from the mood of punishment to something else. So, it is actually Krishna's beautiful braj consciousness that he wants to always keep his mother, you know, not angry on him. So, he showed Brahmanda in her mouth. That was to protect himself from the punishment. Yashoda's vatsalya got disturbed because when she saw Brahmanda, you know what all she saw? There's a big list. She saw unlimited Brahmas, Shivas, Indras, Gandharvas, Siddhas, etc. She saw the seven oceans. She saw the seven islands. She saw the seven countries, all different kinds of upper, middle, lower planetary systems. Unlimited mountain ranges. There are about 18, 19 names of mountain. She saw the Pancha Mahabhuta, Ahankar, stars, moon, sun, mind, sense perception, the three modes of material nature, time, the fruits of activities, the controller of the time, desires, different kind of bodies, chala and achala. She also saw Vrindavan Dham, the Brahmanda Ghat. I mean, it was named Brahmanda Ghat after this pastime. So it was a ghat before that. And she saw herself peeping in the mouth of Krishna and she saw in that mouth also Brahmanda. So she was totally bewildered. She thought, maybe my son is personality of Godhead. His supreme personality of Godhead. I am taking him as my son. I have punished him so many times. I have scolded him. I showed him stick. So she was, her vatsalya got contaminated with awe and reverence. That is Aishwarya. And immediately with folded hands, she started offering prayers for forgiveness, repentance, glorification. And at the same time, her mind was swinging between many, many kinds of feelings. She was thinking, am I dreaming? Is it the illusory energy, yogmaya? Is it show of magic? Am I under hypnotic spell? Is this creation of my own intelligence? Is it some mystic power of my son? Does Krishna have some disease? Is it a symptom of some disease that Krishna has? So she was actually in vismayaras. She was completely... it is called as surprise or achamba, acharaj. So she was at the same time begging forgiveness. And all this kind of awe and reverence, confusion, everything. Of course, Krishna has achieved the avoidance of the punishment. So he thought, this is not a good mood. I am here not to take obeisances and prayers of, you know, hymns and verses from my mother Yashoda. I have left Vaikuntha. All the opulences of Vaikuntha, all the glorifications, all the prayers and hymns and worships, just to eat the butter and breast milk of my mother. So I don't like this. So what he did? He just closed his mouth and he smiled. That smile is so charming. All the gopis forget their existence when Krishna smiles. His smile is completely mesmerizing, sammohan. So he smiled very sweetly. As soon as he smiled very sweetly, Yashoda Mata forgot everything. Her breast filled with milk, overwhelming herself with affection, Vatsalya for Krishna. And she immediately grabbed Krishna to her chest and started feeding her. At the same time, she was worried that why these kind of things are happening. So she called Brahmins, made them chant mantras. They bathed him with cow urine and they rubbed his body and his face with cow dung. And while this was happening, all the coward boys were laughing. See, we told you not to eat dirt. This is what is going to happen to you. You are bathed with urine of cow. Your full face and your body is covered with cow dung. You know. So you can see that Madhurya always defeats Aishwarya in Vrindavan. Krishna tries to show sometimes his opulence and strength, but he cannot maintain it for a long time. One time he made a forearm form of Narayan, leaving Rastila at Pravishtavan near Petha, you know. And when Radharani came and started asking him, where is Krishna? Have you seen? Where is he going? Where has he gone? So his two arms melted and he couldn't maintain his forearm form. He had to come back in two-arm form. So that is the power of Madhurya in Vrindavan Dham. And this Madhurya Vatsalya, Yashoda Mai, which means that she doesn't know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she loves him because she knows that he is her son. It is explained that not even Brahma, Shiva or Lakshmi can receive such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. They even cannot fathom the position and the fortune and the mercy and the opportunity of serving Krishna in pure Madhurya Vatsalya. Even Brahma, Shiva or Lakshmi ji cannot even imagine such kind of mercy she has received. Now why Krishna ate dirt? There are so many reasons. One reason is he wanted to purify Mother Earth. She is one of the Pancha Mahabhutas. Second reason is he wanted to show how much he loves Brajbhumi, how much it is dear to him, how much he can sacrifice everything from the point of view of opulence and everything else, his own position to express his love and to come there and to perform his pastimes. And the third reason is the dirt that had been traversed by Radha and gopis, gopalas, all the Brajavasis. He wanted to express respect, gratitude for them and love for them. That's why to get their mercy in the form of dust, which is touched by their feet, he wanted to eat it and express it. So he's always hankering to get the mercy of Radharani. And because Radharani has traversed the dust over Vrindavan Dham, he wants to eat it. At the same time, Krishna is the only personality who has purified all the Pancha Mahabhutas. How? First, he has purified earth by eating dirt. He purified air by killing Trinavarta. He came in the form of Zanzavat. This is what Acharya is explaining. He purified water by jumping into Jamuna many, 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 many times. He purified fire by swallowing it two times. Once in Tavanal Kunda and once in Bhandirvan. And he purified ether by killing Vyomasura. Vyomasura is ether. Now the dirt in Vrindavan, the dust particle, Braj Raj, is so glorious. One drop of Braj Raj will cleanse all our papa and punya also. And will give Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Kripa. That is the power of Braj Raj. And how it is significant to Krishna? For him, this Braj Raj is a hope that he will receive Radha Kripa by touching this dust. So he is always, always, always hankering to get this Braj Raj. Even when gopis want to control Krishna, when they discuss how to control this boy, you know, we want to control him, we want to make him ours. So then they came to know that Radharani is walking and Krishna is hankering for the dust of her lotus feet. So when they applied that dust on their head, they found that Krishna was easily controllable. This is the secret given in Brahma Vaivarta Purana of Braj Raj. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also always ate Braj Raj as an example. There is a pastime of Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj at Dabanal Kund when he was one time giving a small discourse and some devotees were sitting and listening to the discourse. As the pravachan ended, all the devotees who were attending the pravachan, who were sitting in the dirt, Jesus got up and started, taking the dust off the body and the clothes. So Gaur Kishore Babaji said, "You are all foolish people. You all don't understand. The demigods, Brahma, Indra, Shiva, all the Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, they all are, first of all, hankering to come in this place. They are not allowed to come in this place. Very rarely, only for some official work, they have to come. And they are always hankering for one drop of morsel of Mahaprasad, Charanamrut, and the particle of dust of Brajbhumi, which is the source of attainment of all perfection. All love for the Krishna, for Sri Krishna, can be attained by touch of this one drop of dust, one particle of dust of Vrindavan. And you have plenty of these particles on your body and you are taking them away. You are foolish, number one. My pravachan is a waste." He was just wanted to explain, express that how important this Brajraj is. Prahlad Maharaj is also explaining that one has to take bath in this Raj to get cleansed of all the sinful reactions, to get cleansed of all desires, to get cleansed of all sanchit, and to develop Krishna prem, to develop the mercy of the Lord to us, it is important to attain this dusk. In the Braj Bhumi, from the oral tradition, the story is always told that the personified Mukti, who gives liberation to all the living entities when they are qualified, she is also requesting Gopal that how will I be delivered? So Gopal says, when you will get blessed by the dust of Vrindavan, you will get delivered. So even personified Mukti gets delivered by the attainment of the dust of Braj Bhumi. Our fanatic Braj Acharya, Prabodhananda Saraswati. His statements are very wonderful, you know. Sometimes if you feel a little low and depressed, you can read Vrindavan Mahimamruta. You can see how one should love Braj Bhumi. He says that the Braj Raj of Vrindavan, that is Braj Raj, can reveal the highest of all realizations about Vrindavan Dham, freeing oneself from all bondage and illusion, and situate oneself on the platform of Krishna Prem. That is the power of Braj Bhumi. Even in different Puranas, it is explained that when Brahmaji stole the cows and he repented and he offered prayers and prayer after prayers to Krishna, still he was not forgiven. Then he offered Dandavat Pranam to Sri Krishna with all his four heads, Sashtanga Dandavat Pranam. That means he took shelter of the dust of Brajbhumi. And some Brajvasis explain that he was asked to perform Dandavati Braj Parikrama. So he performed Dandavati Braj Parikrama of whole of Braj, 84 kroshas. And then he was forgiven. The purport is that he had to take shelter of the dust of Brajbhumi. Then he was relieved of this particular offense of stealing the calves and the gopalas. Similarly, Krishna showed this Brahmanda Darshan at many other occasions also. There are many stories. One story is that before this happened, when he was very small, one time he yawned. And when he yawned, Madhura Yashoda was standing there and she saw in the mouth of Krishna the same darshan with that she is watching now. Second time, Markandeya Muni was desiring to stay for 7 kalpas. He had the benediction. So when 1 kalpa ended, the pralaya began. And in between the situation, there was so much of torrents of rain and the waves and water, cold, everything was there. And he saw a baby on the leaf sucking his own big toe. And he was sucked inside the nose of this baby. And he saw all the Brahmanda inside the body of Sri Krishna. Durvasa Muni, this is a very wonderful story given in Skanda Puran. That Durvasa Muni went to Ramanreti when Krishna Balaram were playing. And Durvasa Muni thought, this is Brahma, this is Parabrahma. How can you play with this coward, innocent boys? They are all village boys. How can the Supreme Lord, Parabrahman, come and play here? While he was thinking like this, suddenly Krishna jumped in his lap and breathed in. And Durvasa Muni went in his nostril. an event inside his body. And so all the creation, multiples of oceans and the vipers and mountains and different lokas. And there he saw Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And Radha and Krishna also took deep breath and he went to the body of Krishna in his second entrance. And then, while Krishna was swinging on a jhula, again he exhaled. And he found himself again in Ramanriti. This is a beautiful story given in Skanda Purana. Then he saw this kind of universal form to Arjuna in Kurukshetra. He also showed this form to Duryodhan when he went as an ambassador to Kuru dynasty. And he also showed this wonderful universal form to Advaita Acharya. Lord Chaitanya showed him in his house in Navadvip. In this location of Brahmanda Ghat, it's a very beautiful location. I think, how many of you have gone to Brahmanda Ghat? Oh, not so many. That means many people have to still do Vrindavan Yatra. Hare Krishna. It's not in this year, maybe next year. In 1971, Srila Prabhupada got 30-40 European-American devotees to Brahmanda Ghat. And there is a temple, beautiful temple there, depicting the pastime of Krishna eating dirt. And beautiful steps are there, and there's a tree where a lot of people are tying cloth, putting their desire, the Kalpavriksha. And there Prabhupada himself explained the story of how Krishna ate dirt, how Mother Yashoda made him open his mouth and saw all the Brahmanda in the mouth of Krishna. She got bewildered, she offered prayers. Everything Prabhupada explained to his devotees. And he said, now, then also explained the glories of Jamuna Devi. One of the glories is that if you take bath in Jamuna in Vrindavan, it is 100 times more powerful than taking bath in Mother Ganga. Yamuna Devi is the expansion of Vishakha Devi. She took birth in spiritual world by the collection of sweat drops, Sweda Bindu, when the gopis performed Raslila in Golok Vrindavan. And then Vishakha Devi said that this particular collection of water should be given a form of river. So she became Yamuna. And then on the order of Krishna, when time came to appear in the material world, she appeared through the hole of in the heavenly planets, then she came on earth. And Prabhupada said that I am a little sick today and I would like all of you to take bath. And he saw all the Western devotees were taking bath so joyously. These are the first and foremost symptom of taking bath in true consciousness in Jamuna, that one becomes very happy and blissful. And he saw all these Western devotees were so blissfully taking bath in Jamuna. Prabhupada was not well, but still he removed his cloth and entered the water and took bath with the devotees. And Yadubhara Prabhu and Radhanath Swami were both there in that group. Prabhupada took them to all the holy places of Rajbhumi. And this particular pastime of Prabhupada taking bath in Brahmanda Ghat is filmed by Yadubhara Prabhu. And that you can see in your Ever Well-Wisher film, where Prabhupada is, after devotees go, then he removes his clothes and he goes in the water and scrubs his body. And in a very typical Indian Bengali Brijvasi style, he took his bath. So it's a very good memory that we have. So regarding today's verse, in this verse today, that she's bewildered, she's thinking, am I dreaming, or this is a magic spell, or this is Yogmaya's spell on me. So she was confused where we are today in today's verse. So as soon as she got bewildered and she didn't understand exactly what was happening and exactly what is the reason behind it, as a pure devotee of the Lord, she is having Krishna as her son, but they all are devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Vasudev and even Nanda Maharaj, they are worshipping Vishnu. Nanda Maharaj was also worshipping Narasimha Bhagwan, Varaha Narasimha, that is there on the mountain to protect Krishna regularly. So they were all worshippers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Lord Vishnu, in different forms, Lord Narayana. So to that Narayana, she decided immediately to surrender herself. Because she was worried about her son, also in between this, she thought that does Krishna have some disease. So even in the middle of confusion, her consciousness is fixed on protection of Krishna. So she did surrender to Krishna, took shelter of Krishna, so that her beloved Sri Krishna, Kanha, can be protected. So Prabhupada explains that she took shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead because of a param vatsalya for her Krishna, to protect him from any kind of danger. So we all have to take lesson from this particular mood of Yashoda Mai, that whether we are in health or disease, whether we are confused, whether we are depressed or elated, or whether we are beautiful and whether we are young or old, rich or poor, you know, bewildering situations happen many times in our life. Many times, why there is some pain in the abdomen, doctors are, why there is some fever, we are investigating, and we do not find the reason, and 30, 40, 45, 50 days pass away. Still we don't know. Many times our child is crying, we don't know why the child is crying. We do so many things. It is a very good lesson from this example of Yashoda Mai that we should take immediate shelter of Sri Krishna at such situations. Immediately call out the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What happens when such condition takes place that we take shelter of the Lord? Krishna takes charge of our life. And all our confusions and worries and miseries become His problem. And He takes control of the situations and He solves it. And we may not even know how He solves it. But after some time, we'll come to know the result that our bewilderment, the cause of our bewilderment is gone. So there is no necessity of knowing each and everything that is happening and why it is happening. Sometimes it's not necessary only. Why to wreck our brains to understand everything analytically? Best way is to surrender to the Lord. What does Prabhupada explain? What does the child do when he is in the big, crowded, you know, fun and fair mela, where do we call it? There's so many different people, unknown people, unknown environment is there, so much of crowd is there, so much of noise is there. And the child is moving very freely because he is holding the finger of his father or mother. All his confidence, all his boldness to move around in big crowd is because he's holding the finger of his father or mother. That means he's accepted the shelter of his parents. That is why he's able to go without any confusion in the biggest crowds. So similarly, if we hold on to the lotus feet of the Lord in utter surrender, feelingly, with great consciousness, then we don't have to worry about all different things happening in the life. And Prabhupada was told, leave immediately. There's bomb blast happening. You know, bombs are coming. So he said, I'm frying puris for Krishna. I'm engaged in service to Krishna. I've taken shelter to Krishna. Why should I bother? What is going to happen if I stop this activity and run on the road? Bomb is going to anyway fall. Bomb has large area of coverage, you know. So how much far I can run? If I've simply taken shelter of Krishna in the service of Krishna, then He will take care of me. Even if I die, He will take me back home, back to Godhead. So He has exemplified that whatever situations come, whether they are disastrous, miserable, painful, the easiest way when we don't have any answer is to take shelter of the Lord. And Prabhupada explains a very beautiful verse, Tatte Nukampam Susumikshamano. He says the devotee will think that this kind of confusing situations, which are very painful, miserable and disastrous, could be because of my own past karmas. Let me offer my obeisances with grateful heart to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let me thank Him for all these things. And thus, by doing this activity in the middle of misery, feelingly and willingly and with understanding, when the devotee accepts the shelter of the Lord, offers obeisances, says thank you to the Lord, what happens is the entrance to the spiritual world becomes his right. He becomes a rightful owner of the activity of entrance in the spiritual world. Mukti becomes his servant. It is not that it will be mercy upon him that he will be allowed to enter in the spiritual world. When one offers his dandavat pranam with grateful heart to Sri Krishna in the middle of miseries, Krishna is obliged to take him back to Godhead at the end of his life. So Yashoda Mai is very wonderfully in the middle of her bewilderment. For us, we all of us know what Krishna is doing, everything, because acharyas have beautifully explained everything. But at that time, Mother Yashoda did not know why my child is exhibiting this universal form in his mouth. You know, it's very, actually very dangerous thing for her to know. In her state of param vatsalya for Krishna, it is very dangerous to see such kind of, you know, lokas and different people and mountains and all kinds of situations. Very fearful for her, for the sake of Krishna. And what she has done, in her bewilderment, taken shelter of Krishna. This shelter of Krishna is a source of freedom of all kinds of bhai, all kinds of fear for the devotees. One short way of getting freed from all fears is to take shelter of the two lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. So today is also a very holy day, Vaishak Shuddha Purnima. There are many, many holy occasions. Today is also the appearance day of Radharaman Dev, Bhagavan of Vrindavan. Today is also flower swing pastimes of Krishna, water pastimes of Krishna, Nauka Vihar pastimes of Krishna. So how much time we have, that we should tell. Today is also the appearance day of Madhavendra Puri and Acharya Srinivas. They are already present on the altar. We offer our most humble obeisances to Acharya Srinivas and Madhavendra Puri. Today is also the disappearance day of Parmeshwari Das Thakur. And lastly, today is also the appearance of Buddha Dev. Today is Buddha Purnima also. That will be discussed in the afternoon class. So first we will discuss about Parmeshwari Das Thakur. There are Ashtasakhas. You know, Nanda Maharaj has four brothers, two elder to him, two younger to him. And he's in the middle. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sunanda and Nandan. They are the five brothers. And each brother has two sons. Nanda Maharaj has two sons, Krishna and Balram. So each brother has two sons, so they become eight. So these are the Ashtasakha. So fifth Sakha of Krishna, who is also a first cousin, is named Arjun. And according to Krishnadas, according to Kavi Karnapur, it is confirmed that Parmeshwari Das Thakur was Arjuna, not the Pandava Arjuna, the coward boy Arjuna, as per Kavi Karnapur. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that Parmeshwari Das Thakur was the very close, dearmost associate of Nityananda, completely surrendered to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And he says, this is in Adilila 11.29. He says that anyone who remembers Parmeshwari Das Thakur will get Krishna Prem very easily. Parmeshwari Das Thakur Mahashoy ki jai. Janava Devi attended the Kheturi Gaur Purnima festival, Parmeshwari Das was present with her. He was also equally surrendered to Janava Devi, who is the wife of Nityananda Prabhu. He installed Radha Gopina deities in his birthplace. It is called Atapur. Atapur is in Buldwan village. On the order of Janava Devi, when Radha Govindji, there was Radha Gopinaji in Vrindavan, there was a small Radharani, right? And Janava Devi thought that there should be big Radharani, proportionate to Gopinath's size. So he was the person who accompanied Janava Devi in carrying this Radharani to Vrindavan to put next to Gopinaji. In Sri Rampur, there was one very beautiful pastime about his personality. He was always very close associate of Nityananda Prabhu and then afterwards Janava Devi. At one time in Sri Rampur, one place called Rampur, there were Naam Sankirtan going on. Very beautiful Naam Sankirtan was going on. And you know, Parameshwara Thakur was a very ecstatic devotee of the Lord. He would always go in ecstasy and dance in completely stuporous condition. And many devotees were dancing in ecstasy at that time. Some miscreants came and out of, you know, ridiculing behavior, what they did was, they picked up a dead jackal, fox, we call it fox, picked up and threw in the middle of the devotees when they were dancing. Parmeshwari Das Thakur did not get angry with the activity of these miscreants, but he felt compassionate for the dead fox. So he glanced at this fox and the fox came back to life. As soon as the fox came back to life, the fox got bewildered with the sound of kirtan and he ran out of the kirtan. When he ran out of kirtan, The miscreant saw that the dead fox is coming alive and walking out. So they ran away from there. So this is the power of Parameshwari Das Thakur, which is explained in this particular pastime. So Parameshwari Das Thakur Mahashoy Ki Jai. Let us offer our humble obeisances to Parameshwari Das Thakur. Try to remember him, because it is already mentioned by Krishna Das Kaviraj that we will get delivered and we will get Krishna Prem. Radha Raman Dev is a very beautiful deity of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Our Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, as per Kavi Karnapur, he is the embodiment of Anang Manjari and Guna Manjari together. When he was a very small boy, in his house, Venkata Bhatta, his father's name was, in his house in Sri Rangam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 4 months of Chaturmasya. And daytime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to perform ecstatic Sankirtan in the courtyard of Sri Rangam temple. Whole day he would spend, and the devotees of Sri Rangam would get mad in dancing. And in night time, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Venkat Bhatta, and Gopal Bhatta, the young son of Venkat Bhatta, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would discuss Krishna Katha the whole night, every single day. And this small boy Gopal became so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaturmasya ended, he wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him that you stay back and take care of your parents. When they will pass away, you come to Vrindavan. So he stayed back, being a small child, you know, but still he took the order to the heart, stayed back, took care of his parents as they grew old and they left their bodies. Then on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Vrindavan. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, but the order was to go to Vrindavan. So he did not go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. So more than seeing the Lord, what is important is to follow the order of the Lord. So he went to Vrindavan, he was in too much of separation, was burning in separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his kopin and his sitting asana for Gopal Bhatta to pacify him, to subdue his fire of separation. And one day he appeared to him in dream and told him that you come to Pashupatinath in Gandaki river and take your bath. So he went all the way. In those days there was no buses or cars or trains or aeroplanes to go to Pashupatinath. Today we can go in 2-3 hours to Pashupatinath, Nepal. But he walked all the way, reached Pashupatinath, took darshan and went to Gandaki river to take bath. This Gandaki river is very famous. It has got unlimited types of Shaligram Shilas at the bottom. There is Vara Shila, Narsingha Shila, there is Vishnu Shila, there is Ananta Shesh Shila, there is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu Shila, there is Karanatukshayi Shila, Chakra Shila, there is Ganesh Shila, there is every kind of Shila is available there. And as soon as Gopal Bhatta started taking bath, he took his bath, he had his Kamandalu and he was going to perform Argyadan. He took some water in Kamandalu, some Shilas entered. It's very unusual. The Shila is not supposed to be a floating item on the water. Shila is supposed to be sinking item. It always will be at the bottom of the river or bottom of the water collection. But amazingly, the Shilas came floating and entered in the Kamandalu of Gopal Bhatta. He just emptied them. He thought, maybe second time he did, again they entered. And the third time, 12 Shilas entered. And Gopal Bhatta was already getting bewildered. What is happening? At that time, celestial voice spoke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to him that I told you, I will give my darshan to you in Pashupatinath. This is myself. Please take me in the form of the Shila back to Vrindavan and worship me with great love and devotion with Jamuna water, Chandan and Tulsi. So Gopal Bhatta brought these 12 Shilas and named them. One of them was named as Damodar Shila. And he would worship them every day. One day a rich man came to Vrindavan and he brought very, very costly, you know, very opulent deity worship paraphernalia like mukut, murli, dresses, ornaments. And he thought, my lord doesn't have form. It's only a round, you know, smooth shaped stone. So how do I wear all these dresses and ornaments and payals and murli? He gave these ornaments to all the Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, whoever had deities at that time, it was given to all of them. and it was given to Gopal Bhatta also. He said, how can I use? I cannot use. He said, no, you have to take it. So as soon as he took it, he felt, why not? My Lord also has a beautiful form like every other deities have. And this thought was going on in his mind, harboring in his mind for a long time. And Narsingha Chaturdashi came, that is yesterday's day. And Vaishnava tradition is that on Narsingha Chaturdashi day, the devotees open Srimad Bhagavatam, read from Bhagavatam, discuss from Bhagavatam, the beautiful pastime of Lord Narsingadev, how he appeared tatkshan from the pillar as soon as Prahlad said, yes, from this pillar also, he is there in this pillar also. And on the instant word of Prahlad, Lord Narsingadev instantly appeared. He fulfilled the desire of Prahlad, fulfilled the prophecy of Prahlad instantly by appearing in the most unique form from the pillar. So they read all the pastime. Gopal Bhattakam Goswami read everything. And he thought, Ari, if the Lord is able to come instantly by the one finger direction of Prahlad, why he can't come from this Shaligram Shila also? This thought came in his mind. He put all the deities to Shilas to rest in the night after all the festival was over. He took them, put them to rest. And he went to sleep. When he woke up in the morning, in the early prahara, he saw that the cloth of one of the Shaligram Shila has risen to certain height. Generally, it would be all flat, you know, on each and every Shila. One cloth was risen to certain height and he was so bewildered. He just ran to Jamuna, took bath and he came running back, did Achman and took the cloth away. He saw from the Damodar Shila, from the front part of Damodar Shila, a beautiful deity had appeared. Radharaman Dev Bhagavan ki! It was 12 fingers tall, like this. And he was so happy that such fine features, even today also you go and see Radharaman Dev, the features are so fine. Each and every finger and toe is so beautifully formed. And the threefold bending form of Lord. Such a small deity, sharp, shining black color of Shaligram, but so beautifully placed. Each and every organ and the features of the Lord. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami immediately invited Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, everybody of Vrindavan to witness this beautiful happening. And Rupa Goswami came running, everybody came running and they were so happy to see this beautiful form. And Rupa Goswami named this deity as Radha Raman Dev. So this is the Lord who takes pleasure in Srimati Radharani. And Rupa Goswami also exclaimed that the lotus feet of this deity is exactly like the deity of Radha Madan Mohanji. The Vakshasthal of this deity is exactly like Radha Govindji. And the lotus face of this deity is exactly like Radha Gopinathji. So all the three principal deities of Sri Vrindavan can be witnessed in darshan of this beautiful deity. That is why even today also, if we have only little time in Vrindavan and we want to take maximum mercy from Vrindavan, we should go to see Sri Radha Raman Dev Bhagwan. And there was a lot of wonderful festivities organized by Gopal Bhatta. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a very poor mendicant. So he had to take loans to celebrate the appearance of Radha Raman Dev. And he took loans and he promised that in 15 days time I will pay the loan back. And all the Brijvasis and everybody, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they gathered together and for many, many days they had wonderful processions and abhishek and feasts and offerings and glorifications and kirtans in the celebration of the Lord. There was a big Shobhayatra in Vrindavan where all the Brijvasis, it was also explained that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a Gunamanjari, is a Gopi actually. But he came in male form and many associates of Gopal Bhatta, that is Gunamanjari, also came in female forms as young girls. And they would be enamored by the pravachans of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They would always run to his pravachans and their fathers and mothers would stop. That is, young girls are running after a young man who is giving pravachan. So many of them, it is explained that many of them could come to the Shobhayatra of Radha Raman Dev and many of them were stopped at home and they were locked at home. And some of them entered in spiritual form to join the Shobhayatra of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Anyway, the whole festival was over. 14 days and 14 nights passed and not much donation came in the middle time. He had to return all the money from the merchants. And 14th night he could not sleep because he knew that next morning is 15th day and I'm a Vaishnava, I have to keep my word. And he woke up and still there was no money. So he went to all the vendors one by one and begging forgiveness, please forgive me, I could not pay your money. So they said, what Maharaji, you are talking, yesterday only you came and gave all the money. Next person even said, yesterday only you came and gave all money. Why are you making fun of us? Why are you behaving like this? So after some time he realized that Raja Raman Dev himself took my form and paid all the loan back to all the merchants. Now this story was narrated by our Ramesh Chandra Goswami Maharaj of Nandagaon in Venkatabhatta's house in Srirangam when we had Yatra in 2005. And who were the audience? Murli Bhatta, the 17th generation Acharya of Srirangam, whose ancestor was Venkatabhatta, in whose house we were all sitting and we were discussing. So Murli Bhatta said, we also have a story that Srirangam took a form of Ramanujacharya. How? Please tell. So he said one time Ramanujacharya saw one of his disciple Brahmin, very thin, emaciated, you know, shaking out of hunger. So he found out that this person doesn't have any food, he's very, very poor. So he promised him that I will give you grains every day. And immediately next day he went for tour of preaching and totally forgot. After 3-4 months he came back and he saw that Brahmin, now not skinny and bony, very chubby and very smiling, you know. But he felt guilty that, oh, I had promised him that I will give grains to him. I forgot, I could not keep my word. And he went to apologize. Oh, Brahmin, I'm sorry, I couldn't give you. He said, Maharaji, why are you telling this? Every day you are coming to my house and giving grains. So Ramanujacharya understood that Sri Ranganath himself became Ramanujacharya to fulfill the word of his devotee. And Murli Bhatta was very happy to tell the story to all of us, including Nanda Bhavan Goswami, Ramesh Chandra Goswami. And this particular, you know, Santa Samagam happened in Venkatabhatta's house in Sri Rangam. So this way, Radharaman Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his life is very glorious. He's only South Indian Goswami of 6 Goswamis and youngest of all. And he actually is a guru of Acharya Srinivas. You know, Narahari Sarkar, the Shiksha Guru of Srinivas Acharya, told him to go to Vrindavan and accept shelter of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, being a Brahmin, he actually authored and published the book of Sanatana Goswami, Hari Bhakti Vilas. Because Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami had served the Yavanas, you know, in Ramkeli, that is Nawab Hussain Shah. So Sanatana Goswami knew that maybe my book won't be accepted by the Vrindavan Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, knowing that I have served, you know, Vifala Sevenu, Kripana Durjana, I have served Kripana Durjana. So he requested Gopal Bhatta Goswami to please publish this book on your name. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami edited this book and published on his name. So because he was a Brahmin Goswami, it was accepted by people very well. So this is the wonderful life of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Radha Raman Dev's very special mercy upon us, that His Holiness Radhanath Swami was about to be permanently thrown out of Vrindavan Dham out of overdue visa expiry. And he went at 5 o'clock in the morning for Mangal Arati. As usual, every day he would go from the bank of Jamuna. And he prayed, now my visa situation has gone such a way beyond anybody's control that I only have to be thrown out of the Indian country permanently. Please do something. You are the instant fulfiller of desires of all the devotees. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami desired that you should appear from the Shaligram Shila, immediately you appeared. Oh, fulfiller of desires, please save me and let me be in Vrindavan Dham, an Indian continent. And he left the temple and the dog bit him in the middle of darkness at the sewage outlet of Seva Kunj. And only the sound of dog was heard, dog was not seen. Radhanath Maharaj dragged himself all the way to Radha Vallabh temple. By 6 o'clock, there was some light there and there was a stream of blood from his right calf. Radheshlal Goswami saw it and said, what is this? So much of blood is coming out. They cleaned the wound, dressed the wound. And then he was told that, all the Goswamis told him, you have to take injections, 14 injections. It could be rabies. You will go mad. You will go crazy. And the only way to go to take rabies injection vaccine is to go across the city of Vrindavan, where Ranganathji's temple is there. There is the government hospital there. Even today also is there. If I have to go to that public place, then I will be caught by the authorities, government officials, and I'll be in jail and I'll be thrown out of the country. But somehow people convinced him that you have to take this injection. So doctor gave him certificate. And certificate was taken to the home ministry, from lower to upper houses. And finally, Radhanath Maharaj saw the most upper house, that is the home minister, central home minister. Still we are trying to find out the name of the person at that time. And he said, impossible, this is not possible to be. Your visa is so overdue, that no law, no person can do it. When Radhanath Maharaj made such a face, you know, that this is my last moment in Vrindavan, I will be thrown out of the country. He made such a pitiful face that this home minister saw in his eyes, and if God knows what he felt so compassionate, and immediately stamped on this visa paper and signed it and made all the illegal stay legal, unauthorized, and he was sent out of the country, and again he could validly come in the country again. So it is by the mercy of Sri Radharaman Dev that today His Holiness Radhanath Swami is able to come to India again and again. If that time it was stamped out permanently, we would have been blacklisted. So Radharaman Dev is known for instantly fulfilling our spiritual desires. So do not forget, whenever you go to Radharaman Dev, to offer your heartfelt spiritual prayers. Don't offer material prayers. Because if those are fulfilled, then you'll have to come again and again to suffer cycles of birth and death, adi devika, adi bhautika, and adi atmika kleshas. So, if you have little time, it is explained that we should go to Radharaman temple and offer our worship and heartfelt prayers. And also Prabhupada said the Radharaman temple is one of the most wonderful temple which has very articulate and meticulous standards of deity worship. And if you have to learn from them, Prabhupada always told his disciples, you can learn from Radharaman temple Goswamis. Also Radharaman temple Goswamis in generations and generations are friendly with our sampradaya. For example, Thakur Bhakti Vinod was very close to Vishwambar Goswami. And Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was very close to his son. And our Guru Maharaj, Radhanath Goswami Maharaj, is also very close to Padmanabha and Padmalochan Goswamis. And they have a diary in the temple. And in details, all the visits of Thakur Bhakti Vinod, all the visits of Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada are noted down in the diary. Padmanabha Goswami one time called us for lunch and he showed Radhanath Swami all the diary in details of dates. And one time it was mentioned there that Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came and resided at the house of Goswami of Radharaman temple. And he had a program in Lala Babu temple, which is about 15 minutes in near the Bansiwat area. There's Lala Babu temple, very famous temple. It is very beautifully carved with red sandstone. And when Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was giving pravachan, there was so much of crowd was there. And he ended the pravachan. In the end of the pravachan, all the crowd wanted to touch the feet of Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta. It's all noted there in diary, I'm telling you. And then Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was not willing to give his feet to everybody. And there was stampede. So much people were like making slogans and there was so much crowd and making noise. And the police finally had to come and request that, Maharaji, you have to let your feet loose, you know. Now we can't do anything here. People are not going out of the temple. So finally, not by force, but, inevitably he had to release his feet on the table. And police had to put people in queue and they all touched his lotus feet and they went out of the temple. This is mentioned in the diary of Radharaman Goswamis, It's a very sweet memory of the program at Lala Babu temple by Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And Prabhupada also very close to these Goswamis, and there are many references, Prabhupada coming there, visiting Radharaman temple. And of course, for us it is very, very dear, because Radharaman Dev has of late proved his nature of fulfilling devotees' desire instantly. So we also can go and try the offerings of prayers and seeing the result by himself, because it gives faith. When we hear these stories, it gives us faith that yes, the Lord responds to devotees' desires. When devotees have sincere desire, the Lord responds. Sometimes instantly he responds. Sometimes you say, may I get one kuliya? And out of the blue, the pujari will come and give kuliya in your hand. Can I get some garland? If I can get garland, it will be so nice. Suddenly the pujari will come and give garland to you. Some desires are instantly fulfilled, some desires take time. If you say, please give me Krishna Prem, it will not come instantly. It will take its own time. But be sure that when you worship and pray sincerely to Radha Raman Dev and to the lotus, to the spiritual forms of the Lord, Lord does fulfill the desire. Another event of today is Krishna Phula Dola. That means Krishna swings on flower swing today. So very beautiful pastime is there. Anand Vrindavan Champu, that there's a very beautiful scenario. No, Anand Vrindavan Champu is a very poetic book. Even if you mug the book whole by heart, you cannot repeat it the way it is described over there. But suffice to say, there was a very, very beautiful, elaborate arrangement of the swing pastime of Krishna by all the gopis, headed by Lalita, Vishakha and Vrinda Devi. And all the trees and every living entity were involved in creating the environment. All the trees and branches were shaking in a beautiful way, creating a very beautiful environment. They were blossoming with flowers and fruits. Very beautiful breeze was flowing with the pollens of fragrant flowers from different areas in the bank of Jamuna, carrying the bashpa, the vapors. And Krishna came in. How he came? He was dressed in a very beautiful way, marvelous way. His left hand was on Radharani's shoulder, which had also flute. And right hand had lotus flower. And revolving lotus flower in the hand like this, he entered the arena of the swing pastime. And he took his position on the flower swing. Radharani sat next to him. And there were many, many swings. And Chandravali and her friends sat on one swing. And Dhanishta sat on another wing, another swing. And Dhanya sat on another wing with her friends. And the swings were moving in different, different directions. Not clashing to one another, but moving in such a wonderful directions. And suddenly the gopis took out the colors which they had stored in their waist pockets. Took out yellow, green, red, kumkum colors and started spraying in the sky. And all the demigods, Gandharvas and their wives had gathered in the sky to observe this beautiful pastime. When these colors were thrown in the sky, their vision was occluded. So they started throwing flowers from top so that the color was taken away by the flowers. Again they can see the beautiful darshan. And then Krishna took out colors and he started throwing. And there was a Ranga Panchami, holy festival, on the swing. And they were swinging sideways, front ways, and also circular. I cannot imagine how this can happen, you know. There's no accidents and no clashings, but they were beautifully, very ornate, ordinately, very beautifully swinging in different flower swings. And they were throwing colors. And sometimes all the gopis overwhelmed Krishna with their colors, and sometimes Krishna overwhelmed them with his colors. Then he took out pichkari, Radharani took out pichkari, and they syringed all the colors on all the gopis on different swings. And thus, when he entered, actually what happened was, all the trees, they oozed Varuni from their leaves. And they shook in ecstasy. So like Gulmohar, you know, the beautiful flower sheds are falling on the ground. Like that, Krishna was showered with all these flower petals from the trees. Very beautiful to hear, right? So sweet pastimes. And another pastime which was explained in Brajbhumi was that when Krishna sits on this jhula, there are varieties of jhula activities. When Krishna sits, Radharani swings him. Sometimes Radharani is put on the swing and Krishna swings her. Sometimes Radha and Krishna put Lalita, Vishakha and they swing them, both of them. And sometimes both of them sit on the swing and gopis swing them. And they sing beautiful songs. And when they swing them higher and higher, you know, there are long garlands and long ornamental necklaces worn by Radha and Krishna. And they also swing, no? When the swing goes like this, the garlands are hanging like this. When the swing goes like this, they are hanging like that. And the gopis are also having long garlands and necklaces. So at one point of time, what happens when they are swinging, the necklaces of the swinging gopis and Radha and Krishna get stuck. And when the swing goes away, the necklaces break. And all the jewels and diamonds and everything fall on the ground. And all the other gopis run towards this Mahaprasadam, which is falling on the ground. So it is explained that when the swing is swinging, the Uttariya Vastra of Radha and Krishna are swinging with the air. And the flowers are also falling down from the garlands, and beautiful aroma is spread everywhere. and all the prasad that is falling down of flower petals and the jewels are picked up by the gopis as Mahaprasadam. Krishna's swing pastime ki. Then today also is the day of Krishna's water pastimes of two kinds. One is plain water pastimes and one is Nauka Vihar. So plain water pastime is that Krishna enjoyed Holi on the swing of Radharani, everybody, and they went to the bank of Jamuna. And Krishna desired to enter the water and take bath. So gopis were hesitant, you know. So he pulled some of the gopis in the water and he also entered the water. The Jamuna's lake was filled with golden, yellow, blue and different kinds of lotuses. It is explained that there were forests of lotuses in Jamuna. And we see only few lotuses these days, sometimes if we can see. But there were forests, thick forests. One could hide in the bushes of lotuses in Jamuna while taking bath. So then some of the gopis didn't come. Krishna already was in the water. So Krishna took lots of water in his hand and threw on the gopis. And they all got wet. So then finally they had to also enter. So they all removed their cloths and they also entered the water. And as Krishna started splashing water on them, gopis headed by Lalita and Vishakha and Radharani also started splashing. Chandravali from her group on the other side coming and splashing. And somehow Krishna is so expert, he overwhelmed everybody. And the gopis had to hide in the golden color lotus flower bushes, you know, forests. And Krishna hid himself in the blue color lotus flower bushes. And after some time, hidingly he threw water, and from hidingly they threw water, and they came out. And suddenly Krishna realized that all the gopis are in the water, all their clothes are outside. So he wanted to repeat the pastime of Chirharan. This time he did, what he did is suddenly he secretly, hidingly from the blue lotus forest, he came out of the water. Everybody felt that water is still being splashed. All the gopalas were doing that. He went on the tree and stole all the clothes. And then he played flute from there and called all the gopis. At that time, gopis realized that he was already out of the water. And then they had to beg the cloths. Again, this is repeat Chirharan Leela. And he gave the cloths back and he laughed and laughed and laughed loudly when they came out of the water to take the cloth. Another time, in Bhanukhar, in Barsana, there's a place where it's a private pond of Vrishbhanu Maharaj. And it's also explained that in one of the kalpas, Radharani took birth in that pond, in Bhanukhar. So Radharani was taking bath with all the gopis and Krishna came from distance alone from Nandagaon and saw Radharani and everybody taking bath. So he just jumped in the water. He went underwater. Swam all the way and went to the lotus feet of Radharani and held her feet from below. She was so scared. So who is underwater holding my feet? Within no time, Krishna appeared right in front of her face like this. And you know, surprised her like anything. In the middle of all the gopis in the circle, Krishna just appeared in the middle. And everybody was so surprised and then laughed loudly. And then they had beautiful pastimes of water in Krishna, with Krishna. So there are many, many beautiful pastimes of water pastimes of Radha and Krishna and gopis. And the Nauka Vihar is most famous in Manasi Ganga. Nauka Vihar is one of the Krishna's favorite pastimes. And they do Nauka Vihar in Jamuna, in different lakes, and Manasi Ganga also. So at one time, gopis wanted to take all their butter and yogurt and sweetmeats to Mathura. And they came to the bank of Manasi Ganga and there was no boatman. And they were calling, "Boatman, boatman, anybody, boatman." So an old looking boatman came with all shriveled clothes and torn clothes and a very old dilapidated boat was with him and there was nobody else. So gopis said, "What to do? We have no choice." So he said, "You want to come? You come." So they all loaded the boat and started rowing the boat for a little distance. Krishna, boatman said that, "No, the boat is very old and I'm also very hungry and somehow your pots are very heavy. And you know, you want the boat to sink or you want to go across? What do you want to do?" So he said, "What is the solution?" He said, "You give me some butter and I'm also hungry. By that way, some weight will reduce." So they fed him some butter and sweetmeats, you know. After eating the butter and sweetmeats, he said, "I am getting very tired. I want to take some rest, you know. And what I want is that Lalita and Vishakha can massage my two hands, and other gopis with Radharani can massage my feet. So he said, what we will do is, we will go to your sides of two and lift you and throw you into water. So no, okay, he started rowing again. And then again after some time he started rowing and he said, now you can see the water is coming in the boat. Actually what was happening, Acharya explained that at this time, Mother Ganga personified got very ecstatic. She saw Radha, Krishna, her beloved masters with all their Sakhi Vrinda, all together in the middle of their waters, her waters. She became very ecstatic and she just started showing her ecstasy by so many waves, you know. And some of the waves entered the water, entered the boat. So Krishna said, see, the boatman said, I'm revealing the secret before only. What to do? I can't hold secrets, you know. So he said, see, the water is entering the boat. You have to throw all this in the water. So they threw all the matkas in the water. Again started rowing. He said, see, more water is coming. Now throw all your jewelries inside the water. So they are simple hearted gopis, you know, said, yes, yes, you know, weight is increasing. So they removed all the jewelry and threw in the water. After some time he was rowing again, he said, the boat is still heavy, water is still coming inside. Now you should remove all your clothes and throw in the water. He said, why not throw you in the water? All of our clothes together, if you weigh, they'll be less heavier than you. So we'll throw you in the water. So no. I'll manage. Suddenly the Mansi Ganga lake was flooded with so many waves and water was just gushing inside. The boat was also, you know, rolling from this side to that side, and suddenly huge clouds came, thunders came in the sky, and it became very dark in the middle of the day. Started pouring rains like anything. And Radharani got very scared and she just went and embraced the boatman. Suddenly, when she embraced the boatman, all the clouds went away, all the rain stopped, the water became very cool, and she realized that she was embracing Krishna. So, thus they realized that it was Krishna only. So Radharani asked, why this kind of trick to her today? He said, I wanted to perform overnight Nauka Vihar with you. So they performed Nauka Vihar all throughout the nights. Gopis playing very beautiful instruments, singing songs, giving him sweetmeats, talking to him sweet words. And it is explained that Krishna contained one night of Brahma in that one night in Nauka Vihar. And that are the, of course, we are only talking about one pastime. There are unlimited boat pastimes of Radha and Krishna, singing songs. And so this is called as Salila Vihara. That is Jalavihar, that is the water pastimes of Krishna. Also today is the Madhavendra Puri's appearance day. Madhavendra Puri is the incarnation of one of the Kalpadruma. Kalpadruma. I knew that some note will come. Today is Gopalji's Darshan. Gopis making Krishna dance for Chhas. Kindly explain this pastime also. Hare Krishna. I will take some time till I finish this. Hare Krishna, thank you. So, Madhavendra Puri is the incarnation of Kalpadruma, the desire tree of spiritual world. And is one of the most very great important acharya of our movement, that he introduced Radha Tattva in our day-to-day worship. Before that, only Vishnu forms used to be there, or Krishna's form alone used to be there. He has introduced Radharani's deity and importance and understanding of Radha Tattva into this world for our benefit. And one of the greatest things which strikes me while I read this pastime is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself narrating the story of Madhavendra Puri in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And such details and with such awe and reverence and such emotion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining, you know. Of course, we'll not go into detailed pastime. Chandan Yatra is already going on. And Chandan Yatra is actually the commemoration of offering of Chandan collected by Madhavendra Puri to Remuna Radha Gopinath from the day of Akshay Tritiya for 21 days. He had 400 kilos of chandan, 230 kilos of camphor, and many other herbs. You know, they made paste and offered very scented material in that. And till it was finished, they kept on offering chandan to Lord Gopinath. It took 21 days for them. That is why in the memory of that event, even today also for 21 days from Akshaya Tritiya, we offer today, this year it is still 14th of May, we offer chandan to the Lord. Now the greatness of Madhavendra Puri is that so many times Lord appeared to him, right? The first time he came to Govindkund and was meditating, doing his bhajan, Lord came to give him milk. First time. He said, in our village, nobody goes hungry. And I can see that you are not taking anything, neither you are begging also. The women who are washing clothes here at Govindkund, they told me, this Baba doesn't beg. So it is my duty in the village of Govardhan, no one goes hungry, so those who don't beg, I go and give milk to them. This is freshly churned, freshly milk from the cow, please have it. And I will come back to take the pot after some time. And the boy disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri had the milk. As soon as he had the milk, drank the milk, he had symptoms of ecstasy. He started shivering. His voice got choked up. He realized he must be Krishna. And I missed him. Where is he? Where is he? And he didn't return. And he was in so much ecstasy that for the whole night he didn't sleep. He was so much excited. And early morning, somehow he went to sleep for a few minutes. And again, that same boy, blue boy, appeared to him. He said, I am Gopal. I am in the middle of stones, underground. I have been underground for long, long, many years. I am waiting for you. I was the same person who came to give you milk. I am Gopal of Sri Vrindavan. Please take me out. Second time he came. Then Gopal was removed by the mercy of Madhavendra Puri and established him on the mountain as per the order of Gopal on Govardhan. And many, many, many days, every day, Annakoot was going on. And then again Gopal appeared to him, third time, and told him that, I am very hot, I have been underground for a long, long time. Please bring chandan from Jagannath Puri Malaya Hills and offer to me. I am very hot. So immediately, Madhavendra Puri went, collected all the chandan possible from Malaya Hills near Jagannath Puri and came to the village of Remuna. And again, when he saw that the Lord is being offered a wonderful kheer, he thought, let me taste this kheer because I can offer my Gopal. But by that time, the kheer was not offered to Gopinath ji. So Madhavendra Puri felt very guilty. He thought, what kind of a person I am? What kind of a devotee I am? Before even offering to the Lord, I am desiring to taste the kheer. I condemn myself. So he just went away from there. Went in the deep forest, started doing meditation, crying deeply that I am such an offender. So here, out of 12 pots of kheer offered to Gopinath by Pujari, Gopinath stole one. And 11 were taken out. In the middle of the night, Gopinath ji appeared in the dream of the Pujari and told him, wake up, Pujari, wake up. I have stolen one pot of kheer for my dear devotee, Madhavendra Puri. Please go and give that kheer to him. Pujari woke up, took bath and runningly came to the altar and saw, yes, there was one pot of kheer hidden behind the legs of Gopinath ji. And he was so overwhelmed to see, who is this Madhavendra Puri? Who is this Madhavendra Puri? For whom Gopinath stole his own kheer for him? What a great soul. So he took the pot and went all over the marketplace shouting, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, where are you? Who are you? Where are you? I want to give the pot of kheer stolen by Gopinath for you personally. Madhavendra Puri was crying under a tree. And there he found him and delivered the kheer. He said, please honor this kheer. I am told by Gopinath ji personally that I should give this kheer to you to honor. So Madhavendra Puri drank this celestial kheer. And he was so ecstatic, started shedding tears of love. And then he finished all the kheer and ate the patra also every day, little, little, little. He finished the patra also. And then again Gopinath, again Gopalji came to his dream. And he said that such heavy load of chandan you are going to carry with so much of, you know, toll officers who are Muslims who will not let you go, will harass you. And plus 230 kilos of camphor and so many other things. Me and Gopinath are not different. You can offer this chandan by, what do you call that process? Grinding. Grind the chandan here itself and offer that all to Gopinathji. I will be accepting it in the form of Gopinathji and become cool in Vrindavan. So fourth time also, Gopalji appeared. And to serve and fulfill the desire of Gopalji, all the Brijvasis who came with him to bring the chandan, all the Remunavasis, they all came together and grinded the chandan and offered to the pleasure of Gopinathji. This was the situation of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri also has a Baithak in Radhakund area. If you go around Radhakund, Shamkund, at the bank of Sri Gopalji Maharaj ki jai ho. So when we are discussing about Gopal, Gopalji appeared. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, so Madhavendra Puri also initiated one Brahmin, Sanodiya Brahmin in Mathura. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Mathura, he performed kirtan and he saw a unique style of dancing in that Brahmin. And he found out, he asked him, who are you? So he revealed that I am a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. That is why he had a unique bhav and unique way of dancing, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up. And then he said, I want to come to your house. Sanodaya Mahaman said that I am a Brahmin for performing worships for Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. I am not a Brahmin for Brahmins. So I am a low caste Brahmin. So how can you come and take prasad in my house? But he said that Madhavendra Puri had taken prasad in my house. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if my guru's guru has come to your house and taken prasad, then I must follow in the footsteps of my guru's guru. So I will come to your house. So he came to his house and then he said, you cook, please cook, I'll give ingredients to you. He said, what did Madhavendra Puri do? He said, I cooked for him and he ate. So my desire is that if my guru's guru has taken prasadam from your hands, you also, today also you cook and feed me. So then Sanodaya Mahaman cooked feast and Madhavendra Puri released it. Sorry, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu released it. So Madhavendra Puri, Goswami Maharaj ki jai ho. Today is also the appearance day of Srinivas Acharya. Acharya Srinivas is explained by as in Prema Vilas scripture that he is the incarnation of love and ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a unique personality. That is Gaura Shakti. He is the avirbhav of Gaura Shakti. And in Krishna Lila, he is Mani Manjari. And his story of birth is very unique. His, of course, life story is very long and elaborate. We will describe only about his birth. He was born in Chakhandi village in Buldwan district. His father's name is Gangadhar Bhattacharya and mother's name is Lakshmi Priya, who was the daughter of Balram Vipra. This Gangadhar Bhattacharya was there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And he didn't go somehow for many, many years. And somehow one day he went to Navadvip to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there in Navadvip. So what happened? Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Nimai? Where is Nimai? He was inquiring. And everybody was so sad, so sorry. And in tears, they were like, stunned, like Pratima, like they were like photo images with no expressions. Some of them told that Chaitanya, that is Nimai, has just left Navadvip to take sannyas. Which means when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24 years old, in 1510, that time Gangadhar Bhattacharya had gone to Navadvip. So he said, where he has gone? He said, he's gone to Katwa, Kantak Nagar, to take sannyas from, what is his guru's name? Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So immediately across Ganga, swam and he ran and he went to Katwa. And at that time he reached Katwa, the sannyas ceremony was going on. His hair cutting ceremony was going on. And all the time throughout the ceremony, Gangadhar Bhattacharya kept only asking one question. Why sannyas? Why sannyas? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu need to take sannyas? Of course, Nimai to take sannyas. He can do kirtan in grihastha situation. He can perform kirtan in grihastha situation and make all the Navadvip and all the world Krishna conscious. Why he has to take sannyas? But still, the sannyas ceremony went on and went ahead. Barber cut his hair. It was buried under a tree. Then Keshav Bharati was threatened by the villagers, but still that also went ahead, and Keshav Bharati chanted Sanyas Mantra. First Nimai chanted Sanyas Mantra in Keshav Bharati's ears previous night. The next day Keshav Bharati chanted Sanyas Mantra in Nimai's ears, and he gave his name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. As soon as that name was given, Gangadhar Bhattacharya started chanting Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Say Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And throughout, after that, he was chanting that name only. He fell down on the ground in ecstasy. He rolled in the dust. He shed tears. His hair stood on the end. He was trembling and was chanting only Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And that way he, tumbling and tossing, he went back to Chakhandi village. And there also he was chanting Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. So he was renamed by the villagers as Chaitanya Das. This Chaitanya Das, in the course of time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to Puri. He did South India trip and again he came back to Puri. At that time, this Chaitanya Das, Gangadhar Bhattacharya, reached Jagannath Puri. And it is explained that Govinda, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself hosted him personally. He gave him cloth, he gave him Mahaprasadam, he welcomed him, he garlanded him, he sent Govinda to take darshan for Gangadhar Bhattacharya. And with great love, he hosted him in Jagannath Puri. And somehow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some time, Gangadhar Bhattacharya went back. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Govinda that I know this Chaitanya Das, such a wonderful, renounced devotee, is a grahastha, but still so renounced and so virakta. But somehow he has expressed a desire to have a son in front of Lord Jagannath in Puri. And very soon, a great devotee will come in the house of Gangadhar Bhattacharya. And soon, Lakshmi Priya, the daughter of Balram Vipra, delivered a baby boy. And he was named as Srinivas. This boy, Balram Vipra, the father of Lakshmi Priya, the mother of Srinivas, was a great astrologer. And he saw the chart of this boy and he said, this boy is a Mahapurush, he is not an ordinary personality. Already at birth, his hands were long enough to touch his knees, Ajanu Bahu. And he had all qualities, was shining, effulgent, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And his mother was such a wonderful mother. You know, all mothers, those who are pregnant and those who have just got babies, should take inspiration from this example of Lakshmi Priya. Lakshmi Priya would every day would chant the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the ears of this baby boy, infant boy, Srinivas. And he was in great ecstasy hearing this wonderful narration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Then Dhananjay Vidya Vachaspati became his guru. Guru means the, Kurukul guru, not the spiritual guru. And he taught him Ayurveda, Dharma, Tarka, Kavya, Rajaniti. And the only realization of this Dhananjay Vidya Vachaspati was that it was only a formality for me to teach him. It appeared that already he knew everything. I had to just do the formality. So within no time he learned everything. At one time Saraswati Devi, Goddess Saraswati, appeared in the dreams of Acharya Srinivas. And she said, I will make you expert in all the branches of knowledge. Thus, by the mercy of Saraswati, Srinivas Acharya became very, very famous in Chakhandi and pride of Chakhandi also. Srinivas took Narahari Sarkar, who is the incarnation of Madhumati Gopi from Krishna Lila, as Shiksha Guru. And Narahari Sarkar had told him to go to Puri to learn Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit and to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. But somehow, when he reached, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had disappeared from this world just few days back. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the dream of Srinivas and told him that you go to Gadadhar Pandit and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from him. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him and hear the pastime of Prahlad and Narsingadev hundreds of times and dance in ecstasy every time after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at that very place, Tota Gopinath in Jagannath Puri. He went to Gadadhar Pandit, was very old. Already Gopinathji had sat down, because he was not able to stand up to put garland on Gopinathji. So the only murti of Sri Krishna sitting down just to accept worship of the great devotee Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit said, I am so old. I have cried so much of tears while reading Bhagavatam that all the ink has been washed off. You'll have to get another edition of Bhagavatam. This is a very, very striking feature. There was no printing press in those days. There was only handwritten copies of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one Bhagavatam would be shared by hundreds and thousands of people. And today we have how many Srimad Bhagavatam copies in this world? Unlimited Srimad Bhagavatams available. Anytime you can pick up a book, I can have one set at home, I can come to temple to stay and take one set from here and prepare and read and go to Pune and take one from there and go to Delhi, take one from there and everywhere, wherever I go, I have Bhagavatam if I want to read. But imagine the position of Srinivas. He had to go all the way, long distance to get another copy of Bhagavatam. He went to Navadvip to fetch one copy of Bhagavatam. And he met Vishnupriya Devi there. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already had passed away. Vishnupriya Devi, he observed her very greatly and closely that she would take out one grain of rice with one Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whole day she would chant and collect that rice and cook for herself, only that much rice to eat in the evening. And he said that she is the greatest devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Greatest example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee. He also met the Ishan, the household servant of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata Devi. He met Bansivadan Thakur, Murari Gupta, Damodar Panditji, Shuklambar Brahmachari. He also went to Kardaha from there, met Janava Devi, Virabhadra, who was also very incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's promise. Then he went to Kanakauli Krishna Nagar, which is the village of Abhiram Gopal Thakur, the famous Abhiram Gopal Thakur, incarnation of Sri Dama, with the famous Jai Mangal whip. And he whipped Srinivas three times with his Jai Mangal whip. And each and every whip when he got, he was jumping and shouting and dancing in ecstasy, falling on the ground, shedding tears of love. So he received the mercy of Abhiram Gopal, and Krishna Prem erupted in him more and more. And also he received instruction from Abhiram Gopal. From there he went to Katwa, offered Dandavat Pranams and prayers to the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyas and the hair samadhi. From there he went to Agradweep and he met the three Ghosha brothers, Vasudev, Gopal and Govinda Ghosh. And he took darshan of Gopinathji. He went to Ekachakra, he went to Jajigram, went to Varanasi, went to Mathura to meet all the devotees. And in Varanasi he came to know that Gadadhar Pandit passed away. Now the question may come, Gadadhar Pandit was already so old, he should have quickly come back with Bhagavatam to study from him. But Acharyas explained that Acharya Srinivas was expressing to the whole world the importance of pilgrimage and the importance of meeting devotees in pilgrimage. That is why he was meeting all the devotees. So when he came to Varanasi, he came to know 4 months back Gadadhar Pandit had passed away. Then he was told to study under Rupa Goswami. So he went to Mathura, and went to Mathura, he came to know 4 days back Rupa Goswami had passed away. He fell down unconscious, only to find him in the lap of Jiva Goswami. When he woke up from his ecstasy of sadness, he was nurtured by Jiva Goswami and was told that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is here. Narahari Sarkar has already told you, take initiation. So he went and took Diksha from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Soon, Shamananda and Narottam joined. And all three of them, Srinivas was disciple of Gopal Bhatta, Shamananda was disciple of Hriday Chaitanya, Narottam Das Thakur was disciple of Loknath. All three came together under shelter of Jiva Goswami, and then finally studied Bhagavatam under the shelter of Jiva Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu gave full Braj Parikrama to Raghav Pandit personally, and then Raghav Pandit gave personally Braj Parikrama to Srinivas, Shamananda and Narottam Das Thakur. And thus the stories go in details. Acharya Srinivas also arranged Gaur Purnima festival in Kethuri. Narottam Das Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there. Nityananda Prabhu appeared there. So wonderful pastimes. Suffice to say that Acharya Srinivas was the greatest devotee of our Sampradaya. He was very effulgent. Wherever he went, by his personal presence, by his effulgence, inspired people. People developed Krishna Prem. He also got married to two wives, and one wife gave birth to three daughters. One of them was the famous Hemalata Thakurani, whose samadhi is there with the samadhi of her father Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj near the Bansiwat area, near this Gopeshwar Mahadev area. And he had also one son from second wife called as Gati Mohan Krishna. Thus the glorious life of Acharya Srinivas. Srinivas Acharya Mahashoy Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Now the story of butter and chas. You know, in Vrindavan, Krishna would go to a small toddler in Gokul. He would go to different gopis' houses and beg for butter and chas. Beg for butter and chas. And the gopis say, "You want butter? You want butter? Please dance. Dance like this. Dance like this." So Krishna would dance like this. Different action he will do. You know, his beautiful lotus feet would go here and there, making beautiful sound of ankle bells. And the gopis would say, "No, no, dance like this, with hands up like this, with hands up like this." And with little dance, again he will say, "Please give me butter and please give me chas." So he will give me. Then they will give him. Then he'll ask for more, and then they will say, "Dance more, dance more." Then he will dance in different. Wasn't it thumak thumak ke naaste the wo? And every time he would ask, they would say, "No, no, no, go run away from him." He will go, "Take, take, take." And then they will go a little away and he will come run behind them, and then they'll say, "Run, run behind us, then he'll give you." It is said that Krishna left Vaikuntha and Vaikuntha's opulence to come and taste the chas and butter of the gopis. So much it is, what we have to understand from this is that Krishna is definitely all opulent, source of all opulence of all the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. But we have to know that he is not attached to all those opulences of Vaikuntha. Ananta Koti Lakshmis are serving him in Vaikuntha planets with all their wealth and opulence. Even more important than those Lakshmis are the queens of Dwarka who are serving Krishna. But still, Krishna told his wives in Dwarka that what to do? You are so much surrender to me and so much you are loyal to me, you love me so much. There's no doubt about it. But somehow, even after eating your chappan bhoga, I remember that butter which gopis used to give me. What can I do? In the night, he would stand up and cry, take the name of Lalita, Vishakha, Tungabhadra, Dhanishta, Radharani, Vishbhanu, Nandini. And they would say, what is lacking in our love? Is there anything we are doing mistake? Sometimes he would get up from the lunch plate and go away, crying, shedding tears. Krishna said, what to do? That taste of my mother's milk, the butter that my mother would churn, and the gopis would hang on the mortars and the muckets and the matkas on the higher level, and I would steal them, climbing on my friends. That taste somehow is not there in the Dwarka. I can't help it. I'm very sorry. It is there. Some Brajvasis explain that the hard food, some food used to be hard, Mother Yashoda would put in her mouth, chew the food, make it into a fine paste, take it out from the mouth and put it into the mouth of Krishna. Krishna said, that particular taste I cannot get in this food. This taste is something surpassing all the tastes in the universe. So Sri Krishna, it is said that the dhyanis, tapis, yogis, they are performing tapasya for millions of lifetimes sometimes, for millions of years or sometimes. Yuga after yuga after yuga. But they cannot see a ray of light coming from one toenail of Krishna. They cannot catch up one ray like that. And Krishna has got such 10 toes, right? 10 toes and 10 fingers. So many unlimited rays of Brahma Jyoti are emanating from his lotus toes and lotus fingers. And no dhyani, no tapi, no mayavadi, no scriptural understanding can catch that. But that same personality who has such 20 toes like this, an unlimited effulgence is coming out of his body, and his body is full of so much of transcendental beauty and nature, that whole personality dances at the taal of the claps of the gopis just to take the butter and chas. So what is most important for Krishna is the love, which I explained in the beginning of my class is parakya bhav. To just make Krishna their own, keep him as their own. They love him so much that the love should cover up all the situation of having no relations physically with them. That love is Krishna hankering for. And that love is pulling Krishna to Vrindavan to make him forget his position as Supreme Lord, to make everybody else in Vrindavan forget that he is Supreme Lord, and no one knows him as Supreme Lord, and he is simply dancing like a baby, crawling at the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, eating dirt in Vrindavan, stealing butter, leaving the calves of the gopis' cows, letting them drink milk of their mother cows, and doing all kinds of mischief, pinching the babies, putting water in the ear, all these things is doing simply to experience the transcendental love, madhurya, of his devotees. An essential aspect of that experience is all the participants should not know that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that he has done very nicely. Even if he attempts to show sometimes, he only gets overwhelmed by the love of Mother Yashoda and the gopis that he cannot maintain his even the tiny and trace of Aishwarya that he wants to explain and exhibit in Vrindavan. So this is the beauty of Vrindavan. So gopis are sitting there and Krishna is, I think, in dancing posture. Some gopi is holding some instrument of duffli, right? And he is supposed to be dancing now. If you can have transcendental vision, you can see he is dancing at the tal of the duffli that the gopi is holding. And very soon he will get little butter and they will keep the butter for a long time, make him dance for many hours so that give him little, keep observing him dancing. It is also the Brijbasis say that personality who is not attained by yogis, dhapis and dhyanis for millions of years, Radharani and gopis tie him in their plaits of hair and move him the way they want as per their desire. Apne baalon ke latkan mein usko bandh ke ghumate hain. This is what the Brijbasis are doing. So this is love. Krishna wants to sell himself, sell his personality, sell everything of his for this love. And then what he says, that, O gopis, your love is unrepayable. I cannot repay your love. Just be content with your love and your wonderful qualities only, because I myself, with all my opulence and personality, cannot repay the love each one of you have for me. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai ho. Thank you very much for patiently hearing, and I have taken a lot of time. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki. Shri Radha Raman Dev Bhagavan ki. Parmeshwari Das Thakur Mahashoy ki. Madhavendra Puri ki. Srinivas Acharya ki. Buddha Dev Bhagavan ki. That rasa will be explained in the afternoon. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Mad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.